The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. Beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Southern Ontario, Canada, where we broadcast from. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. Thank you for tuning in. We aim to raise you to a higher level of consciousness for you to wake up and realize that you are limitless, that you possess the strength and the tools in your toolbox to live a life of all-knowing, to gain wisdom, to tap into a higher part of yourself, to know that you're not the body. You are just occupying that space while you exist in the physical. After this, it gets old, we lay it down, or diseased or broken, we lay it down, we get a new one, and we continue. The intent is for you to know your purpose while you're here. Why are you here? Might be the question that you ask quite often. Well, you will have to find that out. I can't tell you that. I don't think anyone can tell you that, but you can connect to your spiritual guides and find your purpose, the reason you exist, why you're here, what lesson are you being taught? And we came here to learn, to be humans, and to learn how to feel, and to learn how to turn our ideas into something tangible. You can turn a thought into a chair, or a thought into a car, or an airplane, or swimming gear, whatever it may be. This is the place for that to happen in this physical existence. But you are not the body, you are just borrowing it, and soon enough you will have to return it. When you do, you'll get another one, and you will start again, and again, and again. Wake up, everybody. This is the call for you to realize that you are not living at your full potential, probably, if you haven't woken up. For you to be realized, to understand the God that exists is you, that you are your own driver. You are the person that can make anything you want happen by downloading that information into your mind and then acting accordingly. And the mind takes this necessary step to create what you want. But you need to be mindful of knowing what you want. And I would suggest before you get to that point of thinking that you fully know what you want, you know who you are. That's what's important. Know thyself. Wake up, everybody. This is your call. If you're hearing me, you're on a search. It's not a coincidence. You're led here, maybe by yourself, to come and hear that you can take this knowledge and apply it to everything you want to accomplish in life. Any and everything you want. And it doesn't matter the situation that you're in, doesn't matter where you are, because the body could be restricted, restrained, broken, but the mind is always free. And through that, you could create anything you would like to have in your path. You could make yourself well if you're sick. You just have to know how. You could make yourself active. You could do whatever you choose to do by applying the necessary information into the mind to take care of yourself, take care of life, live, love, eliminate hate, anger, frustration, insecurities, and of course, the biggest of all, fear. And if you can eliminate the fear, a lot of these other things, which is on second shelf and down, will disappear. A lot of how we act, what we do, how we try to impress others or not, is stem to fear, which is feeding your own insecurities. So we would recommend you know yourself, know who you are, and step away from that and live without fear. One of our biggest fear is of dying, but you don't die. You come back. You don't leave here. You start again. Some call it reincarnation. Others say it's rebirth. I say you're just changing up the guards. What you were doing yesterday, you don't need to do anymore. You will change and come back and do something new. But while you're here in this life, in this existence, and you could hear what I'm saying, you must understand that you are the boss. Wake up. Wake up. Just wake up. That's our intent. That's our show. Wake up. Learn to live at your full potential. Learn to live that the restrictions that exist is fabricated by you. The same way I speak about the thoughts and how they could get you going in a positive manner, they have the same ability to get you going in a negative manner. You have the tool to change that, to turn on the light, to wake up. Put aside the camouflage. If you're finding yourself being angry, there's a reason. If you're finding yourself being frustrated, there's a reason. Or hating, or fear, there's always a reason. If you find that you're not as educated as you could be, there's also a reason. You are limitless. And whatever it is that you aim to accomplish, when you reach out towards it, it reaches back towards you. You must take that step. Wake up, everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Show. I want to welcome all my old-time listeners. Thank you for being there. Thank you for the support. And welcome all the new listeners. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. You have found it. So we're going to talk a bit about, of course, COVID, because it's in everything we do today. And for us here, where we live in Ontario, the doors are slowly opening again, and we're getting a bit more freedom. And I'm starting to see people are coming back to life. The roads are filled. The grocery stores are filled. Everything's out there. And whatever it is that we were afraid of, we seem to accept the fact that this is passing. Like I've always said, this too shall pass. This is passing. I was in the community working for the last few weeks, and I can see people out there having their barbecues, relaxing, walking around, taking care of their homes, doing what they did a couple of years ago before the COVID. And we're coming back to it. So hooray. Hooray. Now we're able to go sit on a patio and have a drink, which we weren't be able to before, or have a meal, or meet other people, or go visit people, because the restrictions are slowly, slowly letting go of this tight grip it's had on us. So thank God that's happening. Thank goodness that's happening. And we're looking forward to it. And we're going to have a positive life, because this too is passing. And if you haven't gotten your shot, maybe you should consider. It's about time. You're into your vaccine. If everybody's doing it, you must do it as well. This is our society. This is our life. This is how we live. So you may want to consider it or make a different decision. And that's what I wanted to say about COVID. Have you ever asked yourself why why me? Why is it that things are always happening to me? I think I'm a good person. I'm doing what I think is right. Why are these things happening to me? Things happen because things happen. And we're not sure what situation you may have found yourself in or how you've led yourself there, but things happen. And those are what we call accidents. And they just happen. If a branch falls off the tree, you happen to be walking underneath it at that moment, well, you're out of luck. But at the same time, things do happen, like car accidents happen. We'll never understand why. We're not able to understand why, because it goes into a deeper place to saying, what was your plan when you got here? What was your purpose when you got here? So in order to find out the why, we would absolutely have to know what our purpose was. Is this the way I'm supposed to go out? Am I supposed to live in this life? Am I supposed to be living life this way? If it is negative in your eye, it could be very positive to the ones that you're teaching, because we all are teachers of others. Our actions, we're guiding, we're teaching. So whatever chair you're sitting in as you're doing the teaching, it might not be pleasurable to your eyes, but it might have been the purpose that you've chosen. This is what you want to do. This is why you're here. Might be, it's a probability. I'm not suggesting that it is. But if you're considering and you're asking yourself why, when you feel you deserve better, why is this happening? Take a good look at the reaction you may have or the impact that you might have on others who are part of your existence. Remember, the souls all travel together. We all travel together. And we pick groups that we travel with. Like I've said in the past, if you go to the top of the river and you throw all the tennis balls in the river and get back and drive or run or do whatever you do to get to the south of the end of the river, you'll notice all those balls show up together because they're on the same wave. And they travel together. We do the same thing. And we may be performing this awesome play, like the Romeo and Juliet play, for example, and we're doing the fighting scene and we're stabbing and we're killing and we're doing all this, these things. And then the curtain closes, which symbolizes the time of the end of your death as it would the end of the play. Well, once the curtain is closed, you get up, you high five each other for a good job and say, come on, let's go do the next one. Life is pretty much the same way. And just because you're here, and just because you see your situation as not positive, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not. What I would suggest is you find the purpose. Why you're here? Why am I here? And you'll get a better understanding of what you're doing. But first you connect and find a purpose. And we're going to talk about how do you find that? But you connect and you find the purpose. And you may fully understand that what you're doing right now is what you're supposed to be doing. And it might not be the richest person on the planet. It might be somebody who seems to be suffering financially. It might be somebody who's not as healthy as they want to be or should be or, you know, needs to be. But it's all mixed up. It's confusing. And if you don't know the role you're playing, what part am I playing? You may not like it. You may want to change it. And again, we're going to talk about how to change it. If that is your destiny, if change is in your path, if it's possible. You take a great hero in our eye, like Nelson Mandela, who spent the greater part of his life in prison, 26 some odd years. That couldn't have been fun. But look at the impact that he's had on the people. Look at what he had given up for what he accomplished. The part of him going through that 26 years of being incarcerated would have been difficult for me anyway. I don't know his plans, but I don't know that I'd want to do that role, play that role. But if it was my duty, then I would have no choice but to do it. And if for those who believe in the Jesus Christ thing, he sacrificed himself on the cross. But look at the impact that it's had on everybody who follows him. The sacrifice must have been difficult. But if it was your purpose, it would have been necessary. And I could go on and talk about a lot of other situations that occurred where one will sacrifice or teach or send a message to many others. And you don't know that you're not that one. Your group might not be millions of people. It could be four or two or one in your household. And I have many stories of those that I could tell forever. But step back, take a look at what role you're playing, and see the impact you could have on other, that you're having on others. That's what we want to talk about. Have we got any emails there?
Yes, we have three emails. Graham writes in, and Graham says, "Hello, Barrington. So we are here on Earth several times. If we come back, that is like reincarnation. However, what about the new people that are here, the new births that have never been here before? And that is because the numbers of the population go up, so it's not the same person." So that's from Graham. Jeremy writes in. He says, "Barrington, I know you probably will not touch on this subject, but what about all those deceased children found on those old grounds up there in Canada at the schools? That is horrendous. It's sad. It's sickening. May God rest their souls." That's from Jeremy. And let's see here. Nick writes in, and Nick says, "Did you ever study or read Aesop's Fables?" And that's Nick, and back to you.
Nick, no. I'm not much familiar with it. I have not, but now that you've mentioned it, I'm going to put it on my list, and I hope you would have said a bit about it to gear us towards it faster. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I will definitely look into it. No, I have not read. I am not familiar with it. Thank you for that. This is touchy. And we're talking about the kids that they found, and they're going through all the grave sites. And if you're not familiar with this, the schools that hosted the Native Indians, they're now digging up a lot of the school grounds or graveyards, I guess, and they're finding a lot of children or people that were buried there and unaccounted for. So it's touchy, it's harsh. I have spoken to others about it, and they explain from their side, because they're part of that group where the children are popping up. So it's very touchy, and I don't want to touch on that subject. You're absolutely right. Not that it's not important, but we want to talk about other things. But it is sad. It is what it is. And I feel personally that at some point a lot more will be revealed. Now, I'm just hoping that they're just not going to reveal it. They're going to do something about it, or the method or the attitude that caused it. That's what needs to be addressed. That's in my opinion. No, that's what I know that needs to be addressed, the attitude that caused it. And hopefully we could get rid of that attitude, so down the road or for years to come, nothing like that will ever happen again. That's what I want to say about that. But thank you very much for that, Jeremy. Okay, so Graham was asking, we're here several times. And he also asked if there are new people here, because there was at some point when I was in grade six, there's 4 billion, now it's 7.6. So definitely new bodies are showing up. So something remarkable happened. I think it was November of 12, the world had changed. And people are showing up here now because it's as if we're going through a grand finale, not like the end of the world, but a grand changeover. And someone is coming. A lot of people are coming in any form to come and see this graduation, if you call it that. It's happening. It started happening in November 2012. And a lot of people couldn't handle it. And they were offing themselves. They were leaving. Let me say that. They were leaving. And a lot are coming because they want to see. They want to experience. And you don't always return. You will do many lives on this planet. You will come back and come back and come back again. But there are choices. And once you fulfill the purpose of the task, if you've lived your dream, or you wake up and you realize, when you become and know that you are the entity that exists, then there'll be no need for you to come here anymore. And other things happen. That's a totally different show. That's another topic for another day. And it is very deep. It is very, very deep as to what happens when you finish your tour of duty. Now, you could do many, many lives. You could do 1,000 times you visit this place, or 50 or one, depending on it. But there are stages, and you graduate to become this supernatural let's say, realized, woken person. And you may take a very long time to do that. If you didn't fulfill the task you're supposed to do in this life, you're coming back again. And you're coming back again. And you're coming back again. But at some point, you've done a lot. And I don't know the numbers. It's all to you. But the whole idea of this reincarnation, if you call it that, or rebirth, and as you're developing skills, and you're learning and to become who you are. You know, if you're first time visitors to the planet, you probably won't be in the core of the city. You'll be more in a remote area. You live like a hermit while you try to figure out what's going on. As you change and change and change, you warm up to what's existing in this planet, like in the physical being, and that could take some lives. You will then find yourself in the thick of things, and you will become a part of all that there is, and you will exist. Now you challenge yourself to become the greater leaders, or you find a need to help those, or to send a message, or to create a path, or to help others. But that could take many lives. You first come here and you learn, and you learn and you learn and you learn. And as you spend time here, you eventually become wake up. So you are waking up. The life you're living, this existence, this time, you are more knowledgeable than the one you would have had before, because you're collecting. It's like going through school in grade one and grade two and grade three, and you're collecting. Eventually you graduate. And of course, you know, it depends on how much, how well you were taught or how well you've taken the lesson in, but waking up is inevitable. We're just putting you on a path that sort of make it a bit easier and faster. This is by meditation or connecting to your spiritual guide. So it's a very deep question. The many people that are coming here, they're coming here for the same experience as we have committed ourselves to. And a lot are coming now for this great grand finale of a change that's going to occur. It is happening. We're part of it. This is a very important part of our history, our existence. And the world has changed many times. We've changed many, many times. But this is our time and we're experiencing it. So be alert, pay attention, wake up and see it happen in front of your eyes. So big things will happen. I hope I answered your question there for you, Graham. And for others who may feel the same way, hope that question, the answer to that question helped you out somewhat and didn't confuse you further. But you will do new birth, and people are coming a lot. And a part of what's happening, of course, you could see this because of technology. We're living longer. We're patching ourselves, repairing ourselves. We're living healthier. We're living longer. The average age has changed in my lifetime from, you know, what it used to be to what the medicines and technology and better living can do for us. So we see that our time is being extended. Therefore, it makes logical sense that if the time is being extended, we're here for longer periods of time. You know, it's still only a second of our existence, but it, you know, it's going to be 80, 90 years now, where opposed to at some point it was a lot less than that. You can also understand why there are more people here. We're staying around longer. Is it a part of what we're supposed to do? I've read in some holy books that we're around for 900 years at some point. We don't know. But we're definitely getting in advance with our technologies and our medicine and our lives are living, and we're not having as many wars as we used to. A lot of things are changing. The Indigo Children has come here now to teach us how to live. And every once in a while, another group or something will come and teach us how to live, how to be. They're passing on the wisdom that they've experienced. The Indigo Children are here now to teach us how to coexist and live among ourselves and not taking you as my enemy, but as a friend, and how to live in this existence. We're here for that. And they're here to teach us and guide us. And that started, I think, in the early 60s, maybe. One love movement is a clear indicator of that. One love movement, one family, one group. We're all, and I've said this many times, we're all one family. And that's what we're learning how to do now. I cannot hate my brother because he's me. I cannot hate the neighbor. I have to love him as I love my brother. we're just the one family. So the changes that's happening right now, I think it was in 2013 when everything's starting to separate and pull apart. It was indicated that it was going to happen in 2012, and 2013 was the beginning of the change. So now we're changing, and we're learning now to be tolerant of each other. A lot of the ugliness that you see on TV is bringing it to your awareness because you probably didn't realize it. A lot of the bad things we've heard about, like we just mentioned, the 215, we're learning that we cannot treat human beings any differently than we treat ourselves or the ones that are like us. We're learning that we're all of the same package. A lot of the ugly that's being shown to us is to educate those who are blind or sleeping, had eyes closed. So you will wake up. A lot of the ugliness that we're seeing and we're hearing from our day-to-day life is just for us to stand back and say, wow, that really does exist. Now you have a choice. Now you could look at it and pick your spot and how you want to deal with it. If you're agreeing that this is how it should be, then you're definitely missing who you are. You're definitely missing the point of who you are. You cannot agree with that ugliness and be comfortable thinking it's okay. Our creators did not create evil. Evil was created here. And it is necessary that we get guidance or guides or a physical birth to come and tell us to learn to live as the one family that you are. The neighbor is you, and everybody from birth until death, we do all the same thing, try to survive. But at some point, we start to think that we're the better group. Or they're the problematic group. Well, you are a part of that group. You are a part of that group. Imagine the right hand smacking somebody around and the left hand thinks it's not a part of it. It's attached to the same source. So yeah, you're a part of it. So you have to realize a lot of the ugliness that you're seeing is probably for your education. Make that happen. Make that happen. You are a part of that team. And what you have a responsibility of doing is to see that everybody is being treated equal. Because we're all from the same source, by the same method. And we're all a part of it. So if you show up and you're tall or short or brown or not brown, you're still a part of it. And you can't think for a minute that you have the better part. There is no such thing as a better. That's a word or activity or action that was made up. It is just the part. You are a part of it. I just wanted to say all that. Have we got any more emails there, Gary?
We have two emails. Mitch wrote in. He says, enjoying your show. I am a relatively new listener to it, and may I have the information on your book? That is Mitch. Thank you, Mitch. Carol just wrote in and said, love your insight today. And that's from Carol. And if you are just tuning in, folks, you are listening to The Barrington Show. We are Reality Radio 101. And if you'd like to get on board with a question or a comment for Barrington, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for that. Mitch, the book information that you're asking for, it's the website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. is where you're going to find a lot of the information. The book is also listed there, but it's called Awaken and Ascension Guide. You can find it on Amazon, at Amazon, or in their store. It aligns you to your true purpose, which is pretty much what we talk about on the radio every day and trying to get you in to understand that you play a great role in your existence. So the book sort of walks you through guide. It's not a guide, but it's a book that's going to allow you to open up, to understand that there's a lot more to you, to wake you up, aligns you to your true purpose. It's available at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. On our website, we have all the shows that we've done. We talk about, and the topics are there. We label them. Today's show is Why Me? That's what you want to hear. And answer the question for yourself, why me? And then, of course, if it's not you, then who do you recommend? But it has to be you. And that's why you're asking, why me? We're trying to get you to see the beautiful side of it. Because there is. You're doing a purpose. You're doing something to better somebody else. So check out the book. It's a good read. I've had a lot of positive feedback on it. There's a couple more that's coming. Working on them slowly. I'm just a busy person trying to do this on my own, part-time sort of-ish. But I'm enjoying the show. And I enjoy people coming in every week and asking these deep, deep, deep questions. It really gets me going. I understand they're out there. And if you can get the answer that you're looking for, it'll point you in another direction. And that's why we're doing the show. And the fact that I love doing it, that too. Carol, the insight. Thank you very much. Today's a very relaxing day. It's been a hard week. And I had a chance to just go for a quick walk in the morning, clear my head, and put a lot of thought into what I wanted to talk about. And of course, today we were talking about it. So appreciate you recognize it. I hope it's doing good for you. I hope you follow through, and I hope you take the necessary steps, learning how to meditate and get into your right path. So when you have a question, you will know the answer. And I say this to everybody, for every question that exists, there is an answer for it. And if there wasn't an answer for the question, there wouldn't have been a question. So connect yourself to your guide and put yourself on the path of wisdom. Be guided and be told how to deal with life and understand and what your purpose is. Thank you very much for that, Carol. Thank you very much. I've mentioned this guy before. His name is, I call him Smiley, and he's a spiritual guide. And I think I encountered him maybe about 12 years ago. And I used to pray and I used to ask and wanted wisdom. And I thought at some point that I was subservient to the creator or to the spiritual guides. And he made it quite clear that you are not my servant. You are my son. We're all a part of. He says, listen to my teachings and I will guide you. I will show you the way. And this was a long time ago. All that information came to me on through meditation and dreams. Now, I followed along and listened to guides and always positive. The information is always positive. And of course, at times they say you're doing things you don't need to do, or you have things you shouldn't have, or it serves you no purpose. It's more of a delay, more of a drag than anything. And you know, you will eventually learn to lighten your load and realize that the things that you're holding on to might very well be the things that's anchoring you from the growth that you necessarily need. You need to take a look at that as well. Where you want to be in life and what you're holding on to. It brings me to the story I told a while back about the monkey in some foreign country, that the potter would put a pot in the earth and cut fruits and put it inside. And I've told this story before. And the monkeys in the bushes would come out, smell the fruit, and come out and stick their paws or their hands into that little opening of the jar and scoop up some of that food. And they're trying to pull their hand back out. And because they're holding on to the food, they could not get their hand back through that small opening, and they were stuck. And it wasn't mindful enough to let it go, pull the hand out, and walk away freely. But they held on to it until they were captured. And when they were captured, of course, they panic and let go. And now they're free, but they're not free. They're captured. So it all comes down to the moral of this story is the fact that we are held captive because of what we're holding on to. Okay? Your freedom is being taken away from you because of what you are holding on to. So if it's important and you're okay with the position that you're in, or you seek to be free, you have to make a different decision. We're held captive because of what we're holding on to. How important is that to you at this moment? The purpose that you feel, the purpose that you should be living, you're allowing it to pass you by because you are holding yourself restricted. We should be living free, making ourselves free, doing what we want to do, but a lot of us are holding on to things that is preventing us from being free. Who's the monkey? Just a thought. I just thought I'd say that. We are holding on to something that is not allowing us to be free. When you tap into your spiritual guide and you understand who you are, you will realize what I'm saying and you will make a different decision. Until then, we're holding on to what is restricting our freedom. So we're doing it to ourselves. If you can understand that, you will understand why. You will always ask, why me? You might want to take a look at what you've done thus far. There is karma, and whatever you take, you will give back one way or another. I say a lot on this show. The more you take, the less you will have. The more you take, the less you will have. And that's hard to understand. But if you're taking something from someone else or somewhere and you're putting it into your existence, you're pouring out what is rightfully you. You're spilling, you're overflowing your own cup. So less of you will exist, more of something else that you don't need, that will serve you no purpose other than to make you smile or feel happy. The more you take, the less you will have. And it's going to be a longer time for you to get to finding out who you are, because you've just given away yourself or allow it to spill out or seep out or inactive. But you tap into the sense of finding who you are. The more you take will be the less you have. The reason I brought up the story about my friend Smiley is that he put me on a guide and a path and told me, follow the instructions. And follow the rules, and you will be guided to what you're looking for, or what you want, what you desire, whatever the goal is that you set for yourself. And be mindful, it might be completely different than what you're doing now. I'm just saying that. But you will move towards it, and the ones who know you best will support you in that movement. You'll be a happier person doing it, if happiness is what you seek, which you should be. Happiness and love is what you should seek, and freedom. Freedom. And no matter what situation you're in right now, you're still able to make yourself free. They could restrict the body, they cannot take the mind. Your mind is always going to be free. And the mind will teach the body how to live in that condition, in that situation. But if you allow the mind to sit there in a negative cesspool, then that's where you can live. But if you can elevate yourself from there, you will understand that everything will move towards the image that the mind holds. Equally, if you throw your heart overboard, if you give up, the body's going to follow. The mind is followed. The mind gives up, the body has to follow. You throw your heart overboard, then the body will follow. So cast that arrow of yours as high. Aim as high as you possibly can. Aim as high as you can above the stars. Aim as high as you can, because if you miss that target, you could probably hit a star or a cloud or an airplane. I don't know. Hit something in many different stages. But aim high in whatever it is that you hope to accomplish. You have that ability within you. Those exact tools are sitting in your toolbox. We've talked about it many times. Aim high. And then you find yourself a guide and follow the guide. It's you guiding yourself in a more positive light. The higher self is you. Connect to the higher self. Allow the higher self to do its job by making you in the physical existence live the best life and take care of the body. It's your vehicle. It's your greatest asset while you're here. Take good care of it. When you're awesome at tapping into the guides and the spirituality, you will learn how to fix, repair, make well that body. And you take good care of it. Because as long as it's in good health and it's able to function, it's doing what you want it to do, you will be living a much happier life. That's what I wanted to say about that. So that's how come, that's why I brought in the smiley and talking about the guides and how to live. Now we understand, and I say this a lot, we understand that there's more about us. And how do we get to accomplish this more? What are the steps to get there? What are the steps to get me to a true spiritual existence, a true spiritual life? How do I get there? Well, you may have to remove or empty out some of the load that you've been carrying. A great method, and I've been saying it all along, is if you could practice, if it's not true, you don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, you just don't take it. If you're doing something that is wrong and you're consciously aware that it's wrong, stop doing it. By living that method, you are setting yourself to be pure, honest, and true. And now it's easier for you to make that spiritual connection. If you're out doing wrong and you're consciously aware that it's wrong, you are blocking yourself. There's a lot of people out there who walks around every day and they're trying to con you. They're trying to pull one over on you. They're trying to take you because they're assuming that they're smarter or better equipped. And they practice their entire life in planning to trick people into believing that there's something that they're not. But this has the greatest impact on that person, on the self, the doer. It has the greatest impact on the doer. It means that you're that much more lost or delusional into thinking that you could carry this on without detection. And when somebody finds out, you move on. It is the biggest impact is on the doer. And I have said, if you're planning to dig a pit for someone, please dig two. One of them belongs to you. And if you're asking for the unjust to fall on this person, the deliverer does not know the accurate address. He'll probably just send it, the negative or the bad, to the person who's doing the ordering. If you are going to deceive or hurt or take advantage of others, you need to ask yourself the question, what is wrong with me? You start fixing that, and the need or the desire to take advantage of another will disappear. It's not fair to spend your life taking advantage of anybody in any situation. When I encounter these guys on the street who are calling and trying to get money and saying they're not able to work or whatever the plans or the phone calls I get that I need to react to this message, importantly, send some money, I always wondered if they believe within themselves that their God had sent them here just to be con. This is their purpose. I always ask that. Are they consciously aware of how damaging they are to themselves while they're trying to take from others? And I've said earlier, if you take from somebody, the more you take, the less you're going to have. You're that much more lost and confused. Have we got anything else there, Gary?
We have two emails. Desi writes in, and Desi says, Barrington, do you ever do live talks or seminars anywhere? I think it would be good to see you in person. That's from Desi. Thank you, Desi. And lastly here right now, Angie writes in and says, I am a first-time listener from Louisiana. I notice you have a little bit of an accent. May I ask where you are from originally? That's from Angie. And back to you.
Okay. I've had this question about the accent, and people are asking me where I'm from. First-time listener, Angie, and I've answered that question many times. And I don't know that it's relevant for what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish. Everybody's trying to find my background. I'm a human being that exists here. I now live in Canada. Where did I live before? I've lived in other parts of Canada and in the United States and other places. I don't know where or what the accent sounds like to you, and I'm not able to tell you where it's coming from. But we're talking about something completely different today. Desi, thank you very much. I was planning on doing this just before COVID started. Yes, you're asking me if I was to do live talk or seminars and people want to meet me. I do want to do it, and I probably will end up doing it. I enjoy doing it, and I love people, and people want to meet me. I think that's fantastic. This is something I am considering. I did look into it before the COVID, and actually had a couple of things on paper, but nothing materialized. And of course, COVID showed up, and all the doors were locked, and I kind of put it on the back burner. Now that we're doing a different thing, we're going to open up a little better from so on. It's definitely something I will consider doing. Meeting people and having talks with them and just being out there a little bit more. If I can help anybody, I'd love to. And if it's in front of a group of people, by all means, it is right up my alley as to something that I want to do. Thank you very much for that. Thank Angie as well for her email. I appreciate it. Today, we're going to talk about, for the rest of our time, how to change the mind into accomplish what you want. And we were talking about that earlier. I've mentioned a couple of things of saying how to adjust the mind. We had a call a few weeks back, and I remember Kathy, and she had said something about to the tune of her wanting to lose a lot of weight. And I've addressed it a couple of shows, and of course I did last week as well. But it was so important for me to understand what it would take to go to that limit to try to get change. You definitely want it. And I have said it, I've addressed it a couple of times, how to accomplish it. And I had said it last week, and I'm going to say it again, that the mind has to know what you're trying to do. And my advice to her a couple of weeks back was to, she'd ask a question if, should she exercise to lose some of the weight before she starts the whole, lose some of the weight before she starts the whole exercising thing to bring herself down. But I don't know if that's necessary. And I said at the time, and it is still true, that the exercise is a very small part of our existence. It's less than 20%. The other big portion, the 80%+ is how you feed or take care of that body that you want to get in shape. But I want to talk today about getting your mind in gear, in line, in track, lining up the ducks to do what you're planning to do. And you have to see it in the mind. You have to know that it's there. And this is not only for the losing of the weight, or it's a depression that you might be in, or the illnesses that you go through your every day. You have to see the outcome of what you want. If you're going to draw a picture, you could see it in your mind as you begin to draw. If you're going to create an image, you see it in your mind of what the image is. If you're going to change a lifestyle, you see in your mind of the lifestyle you live in and the change that you want. Focus on that. Put that information in the mind and everything else just works itself out. If you want to be that person that, you know, the young man wants to go in the gym and be buff and ripped and, you know, be that guy that lifts. Yay, it's doable. It's all doable. But you have to put your mind into it. And once the mind engages and knows where you're going, it takes you there. The mind will lead and the body will follow. And this goes for everything we do. If we want to increase our finances, if we want to get luckier with their opposite sex, whatever we want to do, you have to relay that information into the mind. And the rest will happen. You will start taking the steps. You must start taking the necessary steps. And it's setting yourself up to do this task that you want to accomplish. If you wanted to go run, you'd have to go out and get shoes and figure it out and learn to do it. Learn to do it. And then you run. But you have to condition, and then you diet, and then you work on your finances, then you go to work. But you have to take a step. You have to initiate. You have to take a step. You got to become engaged. You have to move towards it. You must take a step. But allow the mind to know what your intentions are, and they work together as a team. And the more you reach out to that goal, whatever it may be, it is reaching out to you. So you're shortening the distance and you're closing in. But you have to know that it's going to happen. It's a job and you apply yourself to it. Do what is necessary. And the running up and down and the exercise and all that crazy stuff is just the excuse of not committing yourself. You have to get into it mentally. You must get into it mentally for it to happen. You see it in the mind's eye and create it. And this works with everything you want, but you must apply yourself and you must take the step and you must never believe that you cannot do it. Do not throw that into the mix. Do not throw that monkey wrench into the program. It's only one way. And knowing and convincing yourself that the glass is always half full and the rest doesn't matter. The goal that you hope to accomplish is the target and the rest doesn't matter. The what if, maybe not, I can't, they don't matter. You must know that is the way, the only way. When you become consciously aware, your intent to live in the now, and living in the now, in the present, being aware of today, feel your hands, feel your skin, see your eyes, see your face, see your body, be consciously aware of the now. And the reason I want to talk about the now is because that's what matters. Live in the now, experience all that there is. See the beautiful sun for what it is, or the rain, or the river. It's the now that matters. So you want to bring yourself into an existence where you're mindfully aware at every moment of the now. You hear the sounds, you feel the breeze, you smell that smell. You're in the now. Force yourself to stay in the now. Don't find yourself lingering on the past of the thoughts or the thoughts of the past. It's not serving you. And yeah, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, last year, it was fantastic, but it was at that moment in the now. Let it go and deal with it today in the now. This is what we emphasize of living in the now. It is the now. It is the now. And bring yourself to the understanding or the willfulness of being in the now. Meditate. Take the lid off the jar and expose yourself to all that there is. Bring in the good life into you. See people all the time in a positive sense. If they're doing something that you may disagree with or don't like, and it's not harming you, just try to understand that they may have a reason that you don't understand. It goes back to saying, don't judge that man. Never judge. Don't judge that man until you walk in his shoes, or woman, or child, until you walk in those shoes. Because you're not mindful of what their purpose is. And just because they're not doing their life the way you're doing yours isn't saying it's wrong. They are probably teaching you something. And for you to try to convince them to give up what they're doing to come and join you and live on your path and do things your way because you think it's more correct, you're just being selfish. I'm just saying that. Another person's life that is different than yours is to be different than yours, and glad that you've recognized it. But to try to get them to give up what they're doing, the way they're living, before you get to that point of trying to convince them that their way of life is wrong, find out what their purpose is, which you never will. But find out that's an easier task. What is your purpose? And because you can't find that, judgment is not necessary because you don't know. And if you don't know and you're trying to convince them, then you're leading them into a path, into a place where they don't belong, or they won't know how to function or cope. You could pick up all the coconut trees if you want in the tropical countries and plant them here in Canada. They won't live. They don't belong here. They will die. And that's essentially what you could be doing to others when you're trying to convince them to see life your way. Take a step back and allow them to be who they are. It doesn't cause you any physical harm. Learn from it. Maybe they're just trying to show you there is another way to live. Their load is different than yours, or their journey is definitely different than yours. So allow that to happen. I say be you. Be committed to you. Be committed to the ones that surround you. I say you stand up and you be the tallest tower you could be. Or from that little acorn, let the mighty oak grow. Expand on you. Maybe they'll catch on and join. But it's not right for you to think their life is wrong and try to convince them to come to your side, to do it your way. And we may view this as an addiction or obsession or laziness or whatever it is. It's only our observation. Your purpose is to live your life to your fullest, to your best. That's all it is. We've got a couple of minutes, few minutes left to go. Do we have any more emails there?
We do not have any more emails.
Okay. Again, you're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show, Reality Radio 101. Thank you for joining us. Today we covered quite a few topics. We had some harsh questions were thrown to us about the 215, and I don't want to talk much about that. The 215 was the number of people that they were found, and I don't want to go to that because it's a heavy topic, but it did happen, and we're not appreciating that. We just hope that the mentality that created that existence will change and create a better one. And I wanted to say the ugliness that we see in the world, it's always just a mirror in our face as to see where change could happen or improvement. I see how things could grow. So that was a question that was thrown in. It's been bothering me. It's been sitting on my mind ever since I got it. And I just needed to say that about it, that we're living in this world. There's a whole bunch of different things. The world isn't, I would say the world is perfect. And I've always said that, but we're going to go with the idea that we're going to better ourselves. We're going to learn to connect to each other. We're going to learn to respect ourselves, and in doing so, respect each other. We're going to learn to not have hate where love should exist. We're going to learn not to bully or take advantage of. And it always fascinates me for the people who are taking advantage of others will say that they're better, and they could never tell you how. But if you are better and you convince that you're better and you know that you're better, wouldn't you do a better thing than trying to help as opposed to trying to tear apart? So I question you when you say you believe you're better. Anybody. Because better means if you believe there's a better, you would do better. Because we all should try to do our best. Better is just a word that was made up. We cannot be any better than the next person, next group, next city, next country. We're different, and we appreciate that. They're different, so we have to equally appreciate that. But our idea is to understand that we're all the same. We're all the same. The one that you're warring, fighting, keep malice or whatever you want to do or try to oppress, they're the same. And with a bit of education, we can truly understand that. If we are the same, why are we so cruel to others that is the same as you? You have to learn that you are the same. We're all the same from the same family, one family. And that's why we're here. Thank you very much for listening. We've come to the end of our show. Thank you for being a part of it today. Thank you for participating. If you're here in it, it's no coincidence because I don't believe that exists. You were here for a purpose. We're here on this planet for a purpose. While we're trying to accomplish this, let's be friends with each other. Let's be kind to each other. Let's be kind to the elderly. The person who's in front of you that's older than you, that's you waiting to happen. And at this beautiful moment in your life, you get to choose how you are treated when you get there. Thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.